Mastering phrasal verbs is one of the biggest challenges you will face as an English learner, because phrasal verbs are not that easy to learn. Think of yourself, even you're fed up of learning these phrasal verbs. Also, using correct phrasal verb at a correct time is an art. One easily gets tired of learning them again and again. And if you're at a point where you're considering giving up of learning phrasal verbs, you are not alone. Here I am to help you learn some very important phrasal verbs that you actually need while talking in English language. So you don't need to cram myriads of phrasal verbs. You just need a handful of them which are actually important. Why are phrasal verbs important? Phrasal verbs are important because English speakers use phrasal verbs all the time, and they are extremely common in conversation. Once you start recognizing phrasal verbs, you'll notice that you're understanding English conversation more easily. Also, using phrasal verbs will help you sound more natural when speaking in English. What are the phrasal verbs? Phrasal verbs are multi-word combinations of verb plus adverb or verb plus preposition that functions like a one-word verb. One of the most important and challenging characteristic of phrasal verbs is that the meaning of the combination is quite different from the meaning of the original verb by itself. For example, the phrasal verb breakdown is used to indicate an object which suddenly stops working, as in, my car broke down on the way. In this sentence, broke down means the car stopped working. That doesn't mean that the car was broken. So the phrasal verb breakdown has nothing to do with break. So yes, phrasal verbs are that crazy. One of the best ways to learn phrasal verbs is to choose 5 to 10 phrasal verbs daily and practice them until you are comfortable. So today we learned 10 important phrasal verbs which are often used in English conversation, and also they are relevant to your current needs. Let's get started. Get along with. We use this phrasal verb to express a good relationship with someone. So when you get along with someone, you're friendly or compatible with them. I tend to get along with most of the people I meet, so I'm quite a friendly person. You can also use this phrasal verb in a negative way when you don't have a good relationship with someone or you don't connect with someone. For example, he just doesn't get along with her sister. This sentence means that he doesn't have a friendly relationship with his sister. They don't connect in a good way. So either you get along with someone or you don't get along with someone. You can even ask a question using this phrasal verb. For example, do you think that they are going to get along with each other? This is like asking, do you think they are going to connect? This is a very easy phrasal verb that you can use to express your relationship with the people. Either you connect with them or you don't connect with them. Come across. We use this phrasal verb to express the feeling when you meet someone or you find something by chance or unexpectedly. Simply, you were not expecting that to happen. I came across some old photos the other day. Keep this in mind, you can always change the form of the verb in any phrasal verb. For example, here in this sentence, I said came in place of come. So you can always change the form of the verb as per the need of your sentence in present, past, or perfect. I recently came across the most interesting website. Have you ever come across such an interesting person in your life? Breakdown. We use this phrasal verb breakdown when something stops operating or functioning. You can use examples like this. The elevator in this building are always breaking down. Sorry, I'm late today. The car broke down on the way here. Come up with. Whenever you have any idea or you have a new way of doing something, you can say that I have come up with an idea. So, thinking of an idea or a new way of doing something. It was Michael who came up with the idea. It was the best excuse he could come up with. My students always come up with the right answer. So we use this phrasal verb when we think of an idea or a plan. So rather than saying I have an idea, you can say I have come up with an idea. Put on. So this one is a very common in use. So when you wear something on your body, any jacket, any shoe, you say I put on that. So you put on dress on your body. You put your shoes on your feet. I put on a coat and a shoe to go outside. Give up. This phrasal verb means that you stop doing something you do regularly. Usually because it's not a good idea to do that. For example, I have decided to give up smoking. So smoking is not a good idea. So you can say I have given up smoking or I have decided to give up smoking. It can also mean that you have stopped trying something that you are trying to do. For example, I have given up playing guitar, or he is trying to give up junk food. Now you see how important this phrasal verb is that you can use whenever you want to stop doing any activity that you do regularly. Take up. So the opposite of give up can be take up. Give up means to stop doing something, and take up means to start doing something as your hobby or as a job. She took up the post of managing director. I took up guitar lessons a few months ago. We should never be afraid to take up new challenges. What new hobby are you going to take up this year? Do let me know in the comment section. Drop off. We use this phrasal verb when we leave someone or something at a destination. So we leave people at their destination. For example, she dropped him off at the railway station. The bus dropped me off right in front of the building. When you drop somebody somewhere, use the phrasal verb drop off. Put up. This one is a very trendy phrasal verb. I'm noticing people using it a lot nowadays. Put up is used to describe a temporary accommodation of somebody. When someone is given a place to stay for a night or a day, it was very nice of my friend to put me up while I was visiting the city. That is one more familiar meaning of put up. That is, if you want to ask somebody where do they live, rather than asking them where do you live or where do you stay, you can ask them where do you put up. That means the person is being asked where are you living right now. Put up with. Another interesting phrase. To put up with someone means to tolerate someone. That means the behavior of the person. We might use this phrase to say that someone or something is doing something annoying or frustrating, but we are willing to accept the situation. Tom is very difficult to work with, but we put up with him because he comes up with great ideas. A better way to use this phrasal verb is its negative structure, where you say that you can't put up with something. I can't put up with this. That means that we are not willing to tolerate this situation. I can't put up with you anymore. So when you feel you can't accept a situation, or maybe you can't handle somebody's behavior, you can say, I can't put up with you anymore. Guys, if you use these phrasal verbs in your conversation, you will notice a natural fluency in your speaking. I would suggest you to learn these 10 important phrasal verbs and keep repeating them until you get comfortable with them. Very soon I'm gonna upload another list of such phrasal verbs on my channel, so don't forget to subscribe. See you soon!